From the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona, this is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Hello, I'm Mark Schauer. To many of us, a job involving blowing things up on a regular basis sounds like a dream or wishful thinking or sheer fantasy. For YPG Munitions and Weapons Test Officer Esteban Hernandez, however, it is his working life. Growing up in Yuma, had you heard of Yuma Proving Ground?
No, so growing up in Yuma, I've really never heard of Yuma Proving Ground since my family doesn't really have a military background. To be honest, I've been to YPG when I was like 10 years old to the visitor center. There's some tanks there. We were going to Martinez Lakes and we stopped there just to see them. As a grown up, I didn't realize, oh, that's actually YPG, but just really didn't really pay attention to it.
But you first heard about what we did here while you were at U of A from an old family friend.
Yes. When I was going through college, I was still indecisive on what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to be an engineer, but I didn't know what engineering career I wanted to take. I was going to do mechanical. A friend introduced me to YPG. We had dinner together and he explained what he did. He works at CASD. He explained that he works with tanks. He does tests, and that was interesting to me. And then he told me he went to U of A and did the systems engineering program there. And then at the time when I was going to college, they offered the systems engineering U of A program where I actually transferred from ADVC to U of A online, so I didn't have to go all the way to Tucson, and I stayed here in Yuma. And then it was also a third of the price, so it was way cheaper, save some money, and then I didn't have to spend on school and board over there, so it was a great option to me.
And you started working out here while you were still a student.
Yes, that's correct. A year before I graduated, I applied for the internship that they offer here at YPG. And then I started in May. After we finished our spring classes, I started my summer vacation here as an intern. And then stayed here for a year until I graduated in 2021. After I graduated, I started as an engineer.
He started in May of 2020, and it was such an unusual time. There was COVID. We were rolling into Project Convergence 2020 and 2021. And it sounds like you were on a lot of programs over on the munitions and weapons side that were really in the thick of the whole thing.
When I started as an intern, it was a weird time. I mean, COVID, everybody was, some were teleworking, some were in the office. I mean, I was pretty new, so I was just learning the rhythm of everything. So I was actually part of the PC-21 where there was a leader-follower program. They were parking their equipment and doing their practices over there at the Cattle Mines facility. I got to see part of the soldiers working on the systems, and then they had also a 3D printer there, the whole setup. So it was pretty interesting watching all that happen.
Now, you got into mines, counter mines. Was it after you got hired full time?
When I graduated in 2021, my supervisor at that time, he introduced me to the MCD team. He would say that I was going to be part of that once I got hired onto tracks. And then at that time, Steve Patney and Johnny Clark were part of that team. And we started the trio team of the MCD team, working on all types of stuff, such as the MCLIC, the SLAM. And then at that time, the SAVO program was starting up. And then that was my full-on first program that I was participating in.
I mean, you were on some really kinetic, dynamic stuff.
Yeah.
You've been here for more than 5 years now. You must like it somewhat.
Yeah, YPG is pretty interesting. There's a new thing every day. I mean, it's not like a job where you come in. It's a routine job. Every day is different. What else? What other job here in Yuma or even across the United States where you could see explosions on your day-to-day job? Recovery of different mines, riding on howitzers, MRAPs, I mean, you name it, and placing C4 so you could explode some dud mines. And what job could you say that?
Sounds like you're going to stay for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty new here, still only 5 years, not even mid-career, but my plan is to still stay here and continue on. Let's see where life takes me.
Hey, it's really good talking to you today, Esteban.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome back to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Joining me today is U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground Religious Affairs NCO Sergeant Victor Villa. Thank you for joining us in our studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Sergeant Villa, you arrived in late 2025 at YPG. Where were you stationed before?
Before, I was at Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Big difference?
Very much so.
All right. Well, you joined the military in 2022. What made you want to serve your country in the Army?
So I've always felt a sense of the necessity to serve your country as a way of repayment for everything that it's given me. A lot of opportunities that you really can't find anywhere else in the world. And I feel as though if your country calls upon you, then you should answer the call.
And this is the beginning of your career, so I'm excited to see where it takes you. How did you choose this military occupational specialty?
I've always been a Christian man, and this MOS really allows me to grow in my faith. And even though not everybody in the MOS is religious, it does allow you to serve those who are.
Tell me about your duties as a religious affairs NCO.
Outside of active war, the day-to-day duties are setting up events. You're very much a event organizer. At this time, in this duty location, I am the funds clerk, so I manage the money for the chapel. The donations that come in every Sunday and managing all the accounts. A lot of bookie stuff.
And so far, you've been able to take part in the annual tree lighting ceremony and the Thanksgiving festivities. So what do you think about all these fun community events so far and about the community in general?
So it is a very small community, and you can tell that it's very tight woven. And there is a sense of community that you can't really find when the community is much larger than this. People know people on a first name basis. Everybody knows each other's kids because they all come out to multiple events. It does genuinely feel like a family, at risk of sounding cliche.
It really does feel like Mayberry. Kids are riding their bikes everywhere. Like you said, families are out and about. You get to know everyone here and you do get close to them. So that's great that you're already starting to feel that. Back to your position, tell me about the opportunities you've been able to help your fellow soldiers and their families with while working in this occupational specialty.
So on a relatively somber note, funerals are a big aspect of our job. So it is helpful to families when they know that their deceased relatives are being taken care of. And not so much a burden, but you do feel the somber responsibility of that. And allowing families to have a nice, solid final goodbye.
And I know that there's also counseling available for free at the chapel. That's something that the chapel offers for the community. If somebody needs any type of counseling or if they just want to get involved with the chapel, because I know there's a ton of events always going on, as you know, the event planner now, how can somebody get involved there?
The My Army Post app, and Monday through Thursday, the chapel is open from 9 a.m. to 1300, 1 p.m., for listeners to stop by and discover the events that are occurring.
Well, I'm always seeing and hearing and seeing the pictures of all the fun you have there. So thank you for what you do in the Army and at the chapel. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.